7. Fort Henry. The group was again together. Cora embraced her frightened sister, and Uncas helped them both. After a while, they began their trip to Fort Henry. When it was too dark to travel in the forest, they decided to spend the night in an abandoned hut. Chingachgook stood guard while the others slept. Early the next morning, they continued their trip. To avoid leaving their footprints, they walked barefoot along the stream. Then they climbed a hill from where they could finally see Fort Henry. What a spectacle they saw! The fort was surrounded by General Montcalm's French and Indian forces. How could they possibly reach the fort? At this time, nature became a precious friend. A thick blanket of fog was quickly coming down the lake towards Fort Henry. The fog would hide them as they reached the fort. Hawkeye led the group carefully through General Montcalm's forces. They were so close to the enemy that they could hear them speaking French and Huron. Suddenly, they heard a man's voice speaking English. It was General Monroe, the girl's father. The fort was next to them. Alice called out,
"Father! Father! It is I, Alice! Save your daughters!"
He immediately recognized his younger daughter's voice, and he ordered his soldiers to open the gates. Tears ran down his pale cheeks as he exclaimed,
"For this, I thank you, God."
General Monroe was delighted to see his daughters. Cora and Alice were overjoyed to be with their father. He was their only living relative. They had so many things to tell each other. The group was finally able to eat a good meal and to sleep in safety. However, the military situation at Fort Henry was critical. General Montcalm's forces were much more numerous than General Monroe's. General Monroe couldn't understand why General Webb was not helping him. He decided to send Hawkeye to Fort Edward to ask General Webb for help. Hawkeye returned after a few days and said,
"I was able to talk to General Webb, and I explained the desperate situation that I fought. He wrote you an important letter, General, which I carried in my pouch. But on my way here, I was captured by the French, and they took the letter. I bring a message from General Montcalm. He wishes to meet you."
General Monroe had no choice. He was surrounded by the enemy. He had little food, and he had few soldiers to defend the fort. He decided to accept the French general's invitation.